But yeah, dude, the yeah, to answer your question, bro, I've been up to fucking nothing, bro. I've just been doing the pod every
week.
Have
you been beating off? Have you been looking at pornography?
No, man. I've been very, very sparingly. And it's only if, like.
Why did you say no?
Yeah, Gardini, back me up.
Because I've been doing it too much and I was trying to lie to myself and be
You're
like.
cutting
Oh,
off.
you have not been beating off.
I'll tell you what.
Or you have been.
I have been too frequently.
Beating off rules. One a day?
Yeah, one a day.
Two a day?
Every once in a while.
That's bad.
I'm like one a week, bro. If that.
One a week?
I'm 50%. If I pull up a phone and pull up porn, what happens to me a lot now, I pull it up, I scroll the options, and go, you know what? Never mind. I don't want to. This is. Mm. I don't want to see
you
this.
You know what was nice?
Bunch
my lady.
Of oiled butts.
My lady was with me for most of that trip, so That's I was nice. Not whacking off. That's and then nice. As soon as I got back to New York, I was like, I'm so excited to whack
you
off.
You got to whack off.
Yeah, I got to beat off. I got to whack off.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Whacking off for the first time in a month is great.
Well, I mean, I was in for that, you know.
Just a no pressure ejac. Usually when you're having sex with a lady, there's some level of like,
I'll back you up
on that.
This
is going well for her.
Yeah, I'll back you up on that. No, I was.
You get to just lay back and be like, I hope my roommates don't hear. That's my only concern.
Of you jerking off?
Yeah.
You guys all know each other pretty well by now.
Yeah, at that point, it wouldn't matter.
No, I was describing my sex life on the page with Lemaire and Beezer and Shaner.
I'd like to hear more about it.
It's just hand jobs, bro. It's that's, just and that's I and I work
fucking wild.
I work hard. No, it's a good thing. I work hard, dude.
It's a good thing.
I work. It's the best. I work hard. I stay focused, and then I just, you know, every like couple weeks, I just and I like, dude, I just save it all up and just catch like an epic like eighth grade level hand job.
Mm.
It's pretty sick. It's like usually on a Saturday morning.
I do hear you on this, and dude, I actually do like the idea.
Get the
of this.
Coconut oil. White dude, she get I every time she I don't even bring it up. She goes, get the coconut oil. She grabs me. She gauges. She goes, oh, look at that. First of all, it's annoying,
whoa.
Too. She'll do this thing where I don't use that Kirkland crap, dude. I use Dr. Bronner's. There it is. The is that unrefined? Eddie is unrefined, too. Brown label. Damn, that was fucking calling the shots.
Unrefined.
But, yeah, dude, that's been my preferred mode of sex. There it is. That's the fucking dark label, bro. What the hell?
So she just
there she is, bro.
Whole scoops crumb. It.
I scoop. Because only scoop. I know enough. I know how much.
You scoop.
Girls always underestimate. I'm like, are you serious? Even with the lotion is bullshit. It dissipates in like 2 seconds.
Up.
That I'll tell you what about that Dr. Bronner's, bro. Mm-hmm. That stuff, your dick will be greasy for a while. Not Vaseline level. Vaseline's too much.
Yeah.
Vaseline's almost, that's like, that's issues,
dude. You
should
try butter.
Butter would be fantastic.
Butter would be great, I bet.
Dude. Some ghee?
Yeah.
Some ghee?
I don't know what that is.
Clarified butter. It's when you boil butter and skim the shit off the top and turns
it would be
ghee.
Wild.
Bro, butter would be nice, man. Can you type in ghee as a masturbatory lube or butter as a masturbatory lube?
I mean, everybody's whacked off with butter, I bet.
I never have.
I never have either, but I mean, it butter's must be. Good. It must be up there. Because I'll get butter on my hand and be like.
Yeah, dude. Butter would be. Sometimes I touch a mango. Sometimes I touch a mango. Think about rubber banding a couple of those to get like the inside of a mango. Oh, boy. You should definitely not. What the heck?
Marlon Brando did it in a movie, apparently. And it was triggered a bunch of people to think it's cool.
Ew.
Which.
Oh, I'm talking about
masturbation. Oh, for sex. Yeah. Well, you don't want to shove dairy up a lady's pussy.
Why? They do it all the time with yogurt.
Yeah, but what?
they do that. Every the last bite of yogurt, women put in their vagina.
Really?
Just to get some bulgaris. Yeah, some L. bulgaris, dude.
Mm, no, that I'm makes kidding. Perfect sense.
Yeah,
no,
dude.
You're kidding.
Yeah, the
women's vaginas are disgusting, and they can fall apart at any moment.
Yeah,
if they're just constantly
they go
sick,
down, they go down,
and there's yeah. I don't know how they work at all. There's problems.
They go down. There's a lot of problems that can pop up on them. It's not everyone thinks. Oh,
dongs, you can ignore any problem. You can just let it ride.
Oh yeah,
say whatever this is going away, yeah. And I'm not going to tell any of my sexual partners about it.
No, you grit your teeth through a little bit of burn. You're like, I got to drink more water.
They're going to catch whatever this is.
Yeah,
because I'm not telling.
Well, I don't think dudes transmit sexually transmitted diseases. I think only women transmit them.
I don't think you're that far off.
I think only women transmit
yeah.
them. Dudes really, they can only get them from women.
Some and then, people report using yogurt in the vagina as a lubricant and treatment for yeast infections.
What? Look at that.
How do you know something like this?
I was just kidding, bro. I didn't think they actually did that.
You've never been a part of a lady being like, and one for you?
No.
One for me?
Oh, Jesus. I didn't know that. I also, I had a theory that women can get yeast infections from eating too much sugar.
I'm sure that's the case. Look at those flashlights. How to clean your flashlight like a real pro.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Are these...
Whoa. Mouth flashlight?
And it's all sweaty and shit? Just like a perspirating fucking nose?
Oh, my God, dude. Get rid of this. This is fucking...
Yeah, what the hell, dude? Ew. Coconut oil is loot, bro. Come on, man.
So you get whacked off with coconut
every
oil?
Every couple weeks, yeah.
Fuck.
I save it up. Every now and again, I'll, you know, again, like you said, sometimes the sniz just goes down from, you know, things happen to it.
Sniz does fall apart.
It goes down.
Once a month. Well, not just the period, but there's always like the period and then like I'm about to get my period. The thing's a fucking mess.
Yeah.
I just had my period. It's like something else is wrong.
Yeah, there's, you know, there's things that can
disgusting,
pop up.
Dude. Women fucking suck.
Yeah.
Edit that out, please.
Yeah, dude. I've been doing, and I do it on a needs basis. Like I try not to do it just because I want to, but like if I,
you mean sex?
No, masturbation. Well, sex even too. Yeah. I don't, you know,
you try not to give into your needs.
I only do it if I like feel as if like I have, like there's a feeling I get when I have too much cum in me, and I do it purely as like, let me just get this out of me. Unless really? I'm making a child. That's the only time I do sex enjoyably.
Then you're making a child.
If I'm making a child, I'll fully let my guard down and enjoy sex.
Mm.
Other than that, it's pure maintenance. I resent the fact that I have to do it at all, to be honest.
Nice.
It's annoying.
You don't ever do it out of like personal insecurity and you want to prove your self-worth by having sex with someone?
Beyond that.
It's almost exclusively why I have sex.
Well, that was exclusively my... Yeah, that was the nature
of my... I am the man.
That was the nature of my sex life forever.
Yeah.
Of course.
You don't only hook up with girls so you can tell your friends you did it?
That's all. I just got pussy for my boys my whole life, dude.
My whole life.
That's all I wanted.
If it weren't for my boys, I would have...
I'd be asexual.
Chilling.
Yeah, I'd be asexual. It wasn't for the pressure of my boys to constantly get pussy.
Yeah.
And then tell
somebody
them about
else
it.
Would be like, yo, I titty fucked this girl. Fuck.
Yeah.
Why am I not titty fucking people?
True. That's something nobody does anymore that needs TF? To be fired up. Yeah. Titty fucking. Is that a young man's game? Is titty fucking a young man's game?
I think so. I think.
I titty fucked like a month ago. It was sick.
Yo, really?
Yeah, dude. It was so cool.
What type of lube was in there?
Just like regular like lube.
She used lube to titty fuck you?
Yeah.
Whose lube was it?
It's mine, bro.
What are you doing with lube?
What the hell?
Titty fucking.
Why didn't she use yogurt?
True, I should have. I know now.
What so you titty fucked?
I titty fucked.
To completion.
Not to completion. No.
That doesn't count.
No, that's it's like that seems like way too hard.
That'd be a long thing.
Yeah, no, it's a long
time. You're jerking off too much, dude. If my dick touches tits, I'm coming immediately.
I guess so.
What the hell?
So You titty fucked.
I titty fucked for a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like...
Were you laying down?
No, I was on top. She was on her back.
Ew.
I was
your big
over
stinking
top,
butt
bro.
Was
ew,
over.
Your big stinking butt was in the air.
Do you hold the nipples when you titty fuck?
Yeah, dude, you have to.
No, you don't.
Wait,
how'd you
nipples?
How'd you
well, no,
head?
Like, well, you,
yeah, you hold the nipples.
You go horse's like, range.
No, you go like under and grab. You know, like a,
yeah,
like,
you gotta push them up.
Yeah, push them up. You gotta push them.
And then
together.
You go.
Yeah, absolutely.
What were you saying while you're? Did you say anything, or was it silent?
No, nothing. I was just breathing heavily.
Yeah, you can't talk during sex. Talking during sex
is weird.
I think the only time I talk during sex is if I'm titty fucking.
Really?
During titty fucking, I'm fucking your titties. You're fucking
look
titties.
At you fucking at titties.
Dude. Can't remember the last time I fucked me some titties. And then I name the geography and I go, man, this Chi-Town pussy's so good. You always name it. you name every dude. You gotta name the geography of the girl.
Of where the girl's pussy's from?
Yeah. Dude.
Man, I ain't never had no pussy like no Iowa pussy. Ain't no pussy like no Tallahassee pussy.
Dude, you got it. I that stuck. I watched this one porno one time. There was this guy who was just fucking. He's like, man, I'm used to this H-Town pussy. This is Chi-Town pussy. He was talked about the geography of the pussy the entire time. It was so sick. Chi-Town is some good pussy, dude.
Yeah. Please include that in your vows.
Oh, for sure. The Chi-Town pussy, dude.
You're Chi-Town pussy? From the day we met, I knew your Chi-Town pussy was the best pussy I've ever had, baby. I want to fucking titty fuck you.
Yeah, you got to call it. I'm telling you, next time call it the geography.
Next time I have sex with my girlfriend, I'll be like, call it Chi-Town pussy. Actually, I'm going to be in Chicago tomorrow with my girlfriend. For real, I actually am. I'm going to fuck her in
I'm
Chicago.
So mad I'm in the Poconos.
I'm going to have Chi-Town pussy.
You're going to have some Chi-Town pussy.
Tomorrow, I have Chi-Town pussy. Headed my way.
Where are you going to eat?
Where am I going to eat?
Bro, go to Burger
Pussy.